Get your popcorn ready because it's time for a movie watching party on Asteroid G. You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein. With me, as always, is...
Josh, the best research neuroscientist money can buy, Schaefer.
Lead engineer, Queen Bee.
We're watching the really wretched Keanu Reeves starring movie from, 2 years ago at this point? Replicas. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, yeah. It was on Netflix. That's all I can say.
I saw it in the theater.
On Netflix. Ooh, that's... win.
No, that's on you, man.
No. Here's the thing. My birthday is early in the year. I like to use January as the time to go and see for myself one really terrible movie in the theater. And that the reason being, January is the dumping ground. Even though, like, the quote-unquote blockbuster season, which used to be the summer movie season, but now it's just the blockbuster season, extends all the way into February at this point and straight through to December due to, like, the Marvel movies and Star Wars and the release schedules they're on. January is still the dead zone, where the worst crap gets released. I saw, and actually it was pretty good, Daybreakers during that time. I liked that movie, but it didn't do well. Replicas is the one that I saw a couple years ago. Last year was Gemini Man. It's a pretty bad batting average. Always wretched movies. But Replicas was the one I saw 2 years ago. And it did not disappoint in that it was exactly as terrible as I expected it to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in this movie that I didn't actually understand why he did it. I mean, the concept is okay. And I kind of knew where it was going from, step one. But I didn't understand, okay, we'll get into it in a second.
You understand why Keanu Reeves is in this stupid piece of shit movie?
No, I kind of understood why he was in the stupid piece of shit movie, but...
It was as a favor to a friend. That's all it was, from what I understand.
It probably, yeah. But the character issues, there are some character issues there. So if you don't understand where this movie is coming from, it's basically that Keanu Reeves' character is basically a lead scientist, and he's working on a program to basically transfer consciousness to a robot.
Yeah.
That is basically the premise of the movie.
Someone dies, they scan their brain, copy their memories over to a matrix in the android's brain, and then they hope that it will give the person second life or something. Only problem is that every person they test it on has problems feeling the body they're in, and then they immediately go crazy and their brain basically explodes.
Right.
So they don't last more than like 5 minutes before the android has to be shut down and the memory has to be wiped. So, in the process of all of this, though, his family dies in a car accident or something.
I can't remember what it was, but they
all go on vacation and it's raining out. It's perfectly sunny when they start out, and then they get into like a car accident. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he, working with Thomas Middleditch, I mean, it's actually an assistant, but let's just be honest, it's Thomas Middleditch. They take the biological cloning stuff that's at the facility, and they grow bodies for all these people. His wife, his two kids, two kids, because they can't replicate the third one. They weren't enough units.
Right, they can't replicate the third one, correct.
That's right. So all the people start having memories, like the three people he's cloned, who puts their memories back in, start like freaking out because they have memories kind of vaguely of this little girl that doesn't exist, even though he tried to edit those memories out, and he plans to grow the little girl eventually, maybe, but that we never get to that point until like the very end of the film that no one's ever going to watch anyway. Yeah. And then the company finds out that he's done all this and tries to claim his family as their property and
intellectual property.
Yeah. So let's cover some problems I have with this. And just going over the synopsis, I have a major one right off the bat. So they try inserting the consciousness into the robots. The people freak out because they can't accept being in the cold robot. They have utilities they can use to clone people. Why the fuck aren't they, at the very start of the movie, cloning a body and inserting the memories into the body?
Right?
Like, he figures this out because his family dies and he's like, well, two and two together, I should just be doing this. Why didn't they figure this out before he had to do it on his fucking family?
Right.
Right.
That is what it, that's one of the main problems I have. It's like, okay, I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with you cloning your family. I get where you're going with this. I completely get that.
Yeah.
Okay. How did he think without moving to another state that somebody isn't going to notice that his youngest daughter is missing?
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, and how are you going to explain, like, the moment these people start going back to their lives, people are going to be asking questions like, how was the vacation? How's your daughter?
Yeah.
Who's now no longer in your life? Like,
why were you missing for 3 weeks?
Right, exactly. This vacation was supposed to be over a weekend. Like, I'm not quite sure how. I mean, you can't really explain it away with,
well, with, I mean, you can the explain, flu. You can explain now, COVID, but.
Right?
Yeah, right. This movie was two right. years too early. Now they don't even need an explanation. Oh, yeah, you have COVID, whatever.
But then, you know, you also have the owner of the company or the manager or whatever who suddenly knows everything. You know, he knew this was going on. Like, he had been on that guy's butt constantly.
Yeah. Yep.
He would have known it was going on.
But and then,
it wouldn't even have had to be the big plot twist in the end, finding out, you know, well, he was been pulled on.
How did he expect his manager wouldn't figure it out? He disappears for 3 weeks.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm stuck at the very beginning where somehow he makes the logic leap to just clone people because he's motivated to. But it's not even that big a logic leap. You've got the cloning. You've got the brains. Why weren't, like, I can't get into the movie from because of the very basic premise of why weren't you doing this from the beginning? Like, this, you haven't even had to try and do this before, and it worked perfectly your first attempt.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, where were you with all this technology weeks ago, dude? Months ago? You wouldn't be, like, on a failing project the DOD wants to shut down, which is a major plot point. If you'd just fucking done this shit from the very beginning, then they'd have their soldiers back, and they could just put them right back out in the field again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's called another plot hole.
It's a self-replicating plot hole.
You should have called this movie Plot Holes.
Plot Holes, a Keanu Reeves flick. Oh my God. But let's also.
And he's been phoned in the entire time too.
Oh, yeah, he was not invested. This was him doing, sure, I guess I'll sign on for your film. You're a friend of mine. And then he reads the script and he's like, guys, why didn't he clone the bodies at the very beginning to do his like, we already have you signed on a contract for this. You have to make the movie now. He's like, you are no longer my friend, but I will honor my contract.
Well, you also, okay, so I don't think that the purpose, original purpose, was to have these people live for a long time. I thought the original purpose was to have them, to bring them back so that questions could be answered, to find out, you know, who killed them or whatever. I thought that was the original purpose, not to elongate life. But I think the secondary part was to eventually get to a point where you could replicate life.
Sure, sure. But I mean, let's just be clear. You could replicate them, do that, then you just put a bullet in the guy's head and melt their DNA back down to whatever and do it again with the next one. Or just create a host body. Like, they're hooked up. You just stitch the computer brain into a DNA-created body. It doesn't even have to be the DNA of the person. Just, like, a host body. And, like, you let them sit in there. If you only need to talk to them for a half an hour, don't give them a fucking mirror. At least they can feel the body they're in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah! Like,
there was a lot of science missing from this whole movie.
There's a lot missing from this movie. So, yeah, Keanu Reeves is not very interesting here. We had the wife, Alice Eve, who's, I mean, I guess her biggest claim to fame was that she was Dr. Carol Marcus in the Star Trek Into Darkness film. I'm trying to look at what else she had, and there's really not a lot.
Sure, wasn't she in Men in Black 3? Didn't she take
over?
Young
Agent O? Yeah.
She does a lot of TV movies.
She does. So. It looks like she was on Entourage. Oh, that poor girl. Iron, yeah, she was Mary Walker on Iron Fist, and she was actually really good on Iron Fist, even though that, you know, show sucked. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else on it is basically forgettable. John Ortiz was okay. He was the manager. A lot of people. Thomas Middleditch was Thomas Middleditch, and he's a creepy motherfucker, so he played that. Yeah. I don't know. This movie failed.
He just plays himself at this point.
Yeah, he does. And then isn't hired by anyone because apparently he's like his co-star on Silicon Valley, a creepy womanizing rapist. So, yeah. Anyway.
That's kind of what his character kind of comes across as.
That's what he comes across as. Let's just be clear about that. He's a creepy motherfucker. That's all it is.
It just, you know, we just talked about Jim Brewer in the last podcast. And, you know, you have Middleditch. It's like, how are these people famous? How are they even getting work? I don't understand. Why am I not more famous? Why are you not more famous? Why are you not a famous writer in Hollywood, Michael?
Well, we didn't move to California. That's part of the problem.
But it shouldn't matter where you live. You should be able to write anywhere you want to be.
Yeah, especially in today's day and age.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
So the movie cost $30 million to make. Made a whopping $9.3 million at the box office, which I'm surprised it made that much. I'm sad to say I'm one of those people that paid for it. You got to think, $30 million movie to make, at least 10 of that was probably Keanu Reeves' ask.
Mm-hmm.
You may be my friend, but you're paying me to do this.
You're paying me. I read the script. You're not paying me scale. You're paying me full rate. I don't need the money. I'm a Buddhist. I will give this money away to make up for the fact that I'm in this film. But
I will give it to proper money science.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it away to the people that were insulting their career choice.
So if this were a love it or hate it, I'm thinking we're all on the hate it side.
Yeah, it's a good thing it was just a group watch.
Yeah.
Only because, sorry, I watched it and then said, hey, we should do something on this.
Yeah, this is your fault. I made us watch Leclerc's pilot. You made us talk about this.
I did. It's my fault. Mwaha. Aha.
Anyway. All right. So, oh, wow, this came out 3 years ago. Funny how time flies and no one cares when this movie was released. Anyway. So this has been... I don't think we have anything else to say about this. This movie is just bad.
No, it's terrible. Save yourselves.
Mm-hmm. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike, failed experiment Finkelstein.
I'm Josh. My CGI is better than replicas. Dang.
I am the lead engineer turned into a robot, Queen Bee.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.